It's time for Thriller Thursdays here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 217, Escape from Latumas.
Georgia, I need help.
Exit the door on your right and turn left.
Where is everybody?
Continue and turn left at this building. I detect two in pursuit.
Let me guess. Heckle and Jekyll.
I suggest you take cover immediately behind that jet blast barrier ahead of you.
I can't just sit here and wait for them.
Help will arrive soon. Stay down. Your pursuers are coming around the building.
I need better news than that, Georgia. They've opened fire on me.
Lay down.
The cavalry's here.
Gabby, are you okay?
So far, they've got Wi-Fi circuit board.
They're retreating.
Cease fire. Georgia, can you tell where they are going?
Their direction of travel indicates the flight line.
Well, then we'd better get after them.
Fall back now. We're seeing multiple bodies headed your way. Return to the ship immediately.
A double time to the EV.
Looks like they're deploying a vehicle to come after you. You need to get back here ASAP.
Mount up.
Joe Mac, give me your plasma rifle.
I can handle this. You just get in.
Give me the rifle. That guard is singing soprano right now. Would you like to join his choir?
I believe you better give it to her, Skipper. I don't think she'll take no for an answer.
Fine. Here, take it.
Don't worry, she's a good shot.
Everyone hold on.
They're coming up on you fast.
I estimate you'll be overtaken in less than 20 seconds.
Ramp is down. Drive into the cargo bay and secure yourselves immediately. We're lifting off as soon as you clear the ramp.
Under 15 seconds to intercept.
There they are.
We can open fire. Maybe hold them off.
I'll take the driver's side.
No! I got us into this mess. I'm getting us out.
Gabby, we can concentrate our fire.
Stop the vehicle. I need to get a clean shot.
You've got one shot, and then we open fire.
Time for a little barbecue, boys.
Woohoo! You smoked them!
Nice shot.
Hey, some like it hot. Now let's get out of here. I've got a plane to catch.
Hold tight, everyone. Nate, we're approaching the ramp.
We got you. Lock it down once you're inside.
Hang on, everyone. We're in. Getting secured.
Ramp coming up.
Secured.
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 All secured. Cleared for departure.
Captain Knight, what's the status of Hanukkah and his guard?
Georgia, give them a status report.
Hanukkah and his guard departed in a deep space shuttle with two fighter escorts. They appear to be entering into a low planet orbit.
Georgia, can you determine if any of those vessels have ordnance?
Both fighters have initiated targeting radar. It is recommended not to follow.
I concur. I suggest we enter orbit and monitor.
Contained in these packets is what you'll need to get up to speed.
U.S. General Services Administration for Historic Preservation Technical Procedure. Well, that's a mouthful.
Well, I mean, you know the government.
So, what does this mean? We're going to go around and look at museums?
No, Sam. You're going to inspect historic sites at Fort Sam.
Well, it certainly has a killer name. But you wouldn't think that an army post would have historic sites.
Well, the original mission of the fort was to keep peace along the Mexican border. The post itself has been designated as a National Historic Landmark with more than 900 buildings in its historic district.
Wow. You really don't think about things like that when it comes to an army post.
Well, it goes back to the mid-1870s. In fact, that's where Geronimo and his warriors were kept.
I thought that was just something people yelled when they jumped out of a perfectly good airplane.
So out of these over 900-plus buildings in the historic district, which ones are we inspecting?
There are three buildings individually listed on the National Registry of Historic Places. The Quadrangle, the Perishing House, and the Gift Chapel, along with nearly 500 acres designated as a National Historic Landmark and Historic Conservation District.
What exactly do we need to do?
There's a checklist enclosed, so study it carefully. The 500 acres will allow you to assemble and regroup out of sight. And if you find something that may break this case, Mr. Pierman will authorize more people to join you.
If that happens, I want them to be from my team.
That's understood. I can help you as much as I can, but since this is a military matter, it'll have to be off the record.
Understood. I appreciate that.
Okay. I'll leave you to it. I'll be back to notify you when I get word on Korski. In the meantime, here's a detailed map of the facility. I've highlighted the locations on the BOQ. This is your room key, and Sam, this is yours.
Super. Say, does this BOQ have barbecue ribs and room service?
No, Sam. BOQ stands for the Bachelor Office Quarters, usually used for temporary housing.
So, no room service.
You are located here, and a snack bar is just northeast of you, a couple blocks away. And just southeast, you have several eateries to include the commissary.
Okay, I feel much better now.
Well, I'll feel much better if you start studying your packets.
We're on it. All right. Time to get serious about this.
I am. Ooh, look, here's a pizza and sub shop.
You're incorrigible. Garrett.
Hey, I was just checking to see if you two made it okay.
Yeah, Sam and I are going over our cover story packets. Well, at least I am. Sam is scoping out the eateries around Fort Sam.
Hey, priorities.
That sounds like something you would do.
Is Agent Barnes still meeting with Thornton?
I'm not sure what they've been working on, but he's been gone for a while.
Let's hope those two aren't gone as long as they were the last time.
You mean like when we found them unconscious? Yeah, let's hope not.
You might be interested to know that Captain Richards said if we find something that will break this case, the IDF will be sending everyone out there. So, you'll get your wish.
Then you two better get to it. Call us when you have something.
I will, and you guys do the same.
No problem.
So, anything new?
No, same old stuff. Barnes is meeting with Thornton, and Scarlet is chomping at the bit to get out here and nail Korski.
Ah, business as usual.
Speaking of business, let's get back to it.
I like you, Garrett, but you're no fun.
You're Agent Simon, I presume.
Yes, pleasure to meet you, Helmut. This is Junior Analyst Simmons.
Hey, Smith.
Oh, please, Helmut is fine. How was your flight?
Oh, not bad. Got a little bumpy over the channel, but all in all, it was okay.
Is this all the luggage you have?
We have an extra bag each, still on the plane.
Oh, we'll get those for you. I have reservations for you at a nearby hotel. I will take you there. I'll let you get settled in, and then we head for the train station. Is this your first time in Berlin, Agent Simon?
No, I've been here several times before. How about you, Simmons?
First time. I can't imagine what it was like to live here during the Cold War, a small island of democracy behind the Iron Curtain.
Well, that was a very difficult time. But today Berlin is a very open and active city. This may be why we are having so much trouble with manhandling. Human trafficking.
How many agents will be working on this case?
Initially the three of us. If needed, we can add more, but we are trying to keep a low profile. Our goal here is not to make arrests, but to merely gather intelligence.
So you just want to get names, faces, contact points and such?
Yes.
But if we catch these smugglers, why not arrest them and get them off the street?
Because that would only eliminate some of the lower level criminals. They would be replaced in no time. We need to use them to get to the head of the operation.
He's right. I have the name of several transporters, but I'm not going to have them arrested for the very reasons the agent Simon gave. Our hotel is right up ahead.
Yes, I'm familiar with it. Kate and I did an investigation there looking for Jameson. This is the hotel where he gave us some clues that he was being coerced to cooperate with the Russians.
Just out of curiosity, how did he manage to do that?
One of the things he did was to make sure we saw his shoes in the front desk video surveillance. When his captors ushered him out of the back door, everyone was wearing overalls, but Jameson still had his shoes showing. We knew he was trying to be seen.
And you were sure of that?
Earlier, he went to exchange money at the train station and looked right into the surveillance camera. So yes, we knew he wanted us to see him.
That's something I can make note of.
You could jot that down in your notebook.
Or make a notation on my smartphone. I can even email it to myself for safekeeping.
I see your new recruits are very much like ours. Everything is internet and handies. Smartphone.
Yes. Unfortunately. Our way of doing business is rapidly fading away.
It's the 21st century, gentlemen. Embrace it.
Oh, we can certainly do that. Just don't let it choke you.
Are you sure it was a good idea to let them get away?
We had no choice. They had two fighters escorting them. We wouldn't have stood a chance against them.
The important thing is that we got Gabby back safe and sound.
Where is she, by the way?
We're letting her sleep in. She acts pretty tough, but even the toughest need to rest. It's been a pretty intense time for her.
It's a shame, though. He made off with Wi-Fi's circuit board, which was your bounty, Jaffra.
I'm not worried about that right now. We'll just lag behind them here in orbit. Maybe they'll attempt to return to the Jumas. We can deal with them then.
There's a good chance we'll lose track of them.
Not to worry. I'll be able to track them wherever they go.
Gabby, you should be getting your rest right now.
I got some grub and all the rest I needed, thanks.
Yeah, what's this about being able to track them?
Yeah, what's that all about? Did you plant something on the ship?
You might say that. I'm not stupid. When I boarded their ship, I took a tracker beacon. And not just any beacon, but one that emulates their radio transmitter. Barnes showed me how to install it.
That's pretty fascinating, Gabby. So they won't be able to detect the signal?
Only if they turn off their radios, to include navigation.
What's the range of something like that?
Since it's a radio wave, it will travel infinitely. The signal will get weaker the farther it travels, and if they go through a portal like this last one, we could lose the signal.
So, portal needs to have a working relay in order for the signal to go through?
Yeah, otherwise it will travel the length of space and may take light years to get back here.
I'm not sure I want to wait that long.
Really?
How do we track that signal?
Right now, you don't. I do. I'll need to work with Georgia to set up tracking for her to follow.
I will be ready to set that up at any time. Captain Nate, the Potomac has altered its course and is exiting orbit.
Marco, do you still have them on radar?
Yeah, they're right on the edge of our range.
The Potomac is accelerating. It appears that they have set a course to the portal.
Captain Nate, I suggest we alter our course for the Boldabar portal. We can use their new relay to track them.
I agree. Marco, set course for the Boldabar portal.
Yeah, setting course for the Boldabar portal.
Helmsman, all head 2/3. Plan for full stop at the portal.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Georgia, I need to connect to your data port. I have the appropriate cable.
Data port open.
Did she just plug that cable into her head?
Yes, Liam. I just plugged this cable into my skull. I have a small skin flap behind my ear. The port connects to my circuit board. Georgia, the file you need to install is in the folder labeled Tracker.
I have located the .exe file, and I'm downloading it now.
Georgia, let us know when the program is running.
Executing the install.
If their two fighters don't follow them to the portal, I say we go after them.
If they go to the Titan system, we'll have a big problem on our hands. Since our last visit, there have been some political changes. They are no longer extraditing criminals to Boldebar.
That's just crazy. If that's the case, then Titan 3 and 4 will be harboring the galaxy's biggest criminals. They already let former Rage soldiers live on Titan 3.
Tracking software installed.
Go to options and select Bravo Romeo Model 549.
Connection has been made. I can superimpose the tracking data on our field of vision map. Opening monitor 2.
I also have it on my star map.
And it's showing up on the navigation chart. The distance is about to exceed normal radar range. I've zoomed out as far as possible.
Gabby, how are you seeing it? Do you have a map pictured in your head?
No, if I want to see it, I have a visor that plugs into the port in my skull, and it'll project the map, kind of like a virtual reality headset.
That's pretty cool. I can see endless possibilities with that.
Yeah, I bet you can.
We just lost the signal. It appears to be close to the Latumus portal.
Georgia, can you verify?
The Potomac has crossed the Latumus portal.
Do you want to follow them?
We'll head to the Boldebar portal and then the BSS. I need to get all my paperwork in order so we can follow them.
From what I was able to learn on board, they need to go to a neutral planet with good technology. That screams Titan IV to me.
I agree. I don't think there's anything for them back on Kali. Titan IV has the technology, like you said, and Titan III is a base for X-Rage members.
Lenore is the only person I know with contacts on Titan IV. She was pretty much raised there.
Is there any way we can arrange to get her on board?
Unfortunately for us, Lenora is the last person we would want to take to Titan IV. Rage's second-in-command at the time was Lister. He was set to go to trial for war crimes when Lenora helped him to escape. We ended up arresting her at the mercenary camp on Titan III.
Well, that stands to reason. She'd be no good to us with a bounty on her head.
Navigation, are you locked onto the Boldebar portal?
Coordinates entered and sent to the helmsman.
Let's see if we can pick up their signal at the portal. All ahead full.
I have the course locked in.
Good morning, all.
So what did you learn last night with Thornton?
No, don't get him started on politics. Hey, have we heard from the dynamic duo yet?
Just last night, when they got settled in at Joint Base San Antonio.
Please, if you wouldn't mind, just call it Fort Sam. It's like they're trying to erase history.
I'm still trying to get used to this Joint Base, Langley. I mean, it's always going to be Fort Eustis to me.
Well, as for my meeting with Thornton, we made a little progress.
Really? This should be interesting.
Yes, please, tell us something new.
With us reaching a dead end with Korski's past, we turned to some of his former COs. Most of them had records going back to their entry into this world, all but one.
Well now, this might be promising. Who was it, and what did you find?
It was when Korski was the second Louis at his first duty station. He was fresh out of West Point.
Well, that would make perfect sense. If he was a plant or someone who completely changed his identity, he'd definitely benefit by having someone on the inside.
What stands out about this commanding officer? Does his past suddenly appear with nothing before a certain date?
Oh, he goes back all right. The problem is that there's a 5-year gap in all his records from age 13 to 18. He left that school and doesn't appear to have any records of that during that time frame.
Was there any reason given?
Well, his records state that there was a fire at the school he was attending, but...
There's no record of a fire, right?
Exactamundo. The story is that the records burned and the fire was put out by a janitor, so no fire company was ever called.
Now, isn't that convenient?
Yeah, a little too convenient.
So where did he graduate?
He didn't. He got a GED, then went to college, got his commission through the ROTC program. And you're never gonna believe where he got it.
I'm afraid to ask.
right where Garrett and Sam landed yesterday in the STEM.
The University of Houston?
The very same. I kid you not.
That cannot be a coincidence. Houston was a target for Rage. And Scarlet, this is where we met you helping Hank.
What's this guy's name?
Jeffrey Bishop. Now Colonel Jeffrey Bishop. But that's not all.
Wait, this guy has a missing background just like Korski, and he went to school in Houston where Scarlet was, and now you say that's not all? What else? Don't tell me he and Louie were roommates.
He's now stationed at Fort Sam.
What?
He's stationed at Fort Sam and will be, from what we can tell, in a position of command over Korski.
That's it. Let's arrest both of them right now.
Well, that would be nice, but based on my experience, all of this is circumstantial. There's not even enough there to arrest them for littering.
But there is enough to put him atop the list of suspects for a crime we haven't figured out yet. I forwarded this information to Detective Garrett. I'm not sure what he could do with it, but I'm sure it'll help in their investigation.
I still think we need to take both of them down.
Not if you want justice. We need hard evidence. Just look at Korski. He beat a manslaughter charge because there wasn't enough solid evidence against him.
I know. I just want them behind bars where they belong.
I know it's hard, but we'll get there, I promise. The jaws of justice are soon gonna snap shut on them.
I wanted to give you a feel for the layout of the Berlin Bahnhof.
I think I have a good feel for it. Actually, I feel as if I were here yesterday.
Ach so, that's right. You went through here chasing after your assistant Jameson.
Yes, he led us to the hotel where we're staying. Isn't it odd how sometimes our cases overlap?
I'm looking forward to the day that happens to me. So far I've been stuck in London.
Believe me, the travel isn't as glamorous as it sounds.
I agree with you there, Agent Simon. Travel is nice, but sometimes you wake up in a hotel and think, in welcher Stadt bin ich? What city am I in?
So what is it we'll be doing here exactly?
What most MI6 agents do. Surveillance.
Yeah, I'm taking plenty of notes.
So let me ask you, Herr Smith, do you use a pad and pencil?
No.
Ha! You see, Agent Simon, not every agent uses a pad and pencil.
No, I use a mechanical pencil. Much easier to keep things sharp.
I think you have a point there, Helmut.
Yes, and it's always sharp. Now, getting on with our mission. Here is a photo for each of you. The man is known to us as a human trafficker. He's been observed helping small groups of people get on the train, but he never follows them.
So he puts them on the train then leaves. Maybe he's a tour guide.
Yeah, we thought that was a possibility. But some of these people were later arrested as illegal immigrants.
How often have you observed him doing this?
Not two, three times a week.
Why don't you just arrest him and it will stop?
Unfortunately, it will not. Like we said earlier, this man is a low-end soldier in the scheme of things. He would just be replaced. We need to find the people at the top of this organization.
Yeah, Agent Simon is absolutely right. It would be like picking off ants one at a time. We need to find the source of the ant.
The queen?
Yeah, the Kurtigan. The queen.
Well, don't look now, but the worker ant is here, and it looks like he's getting on the train.
What will the team do now that their suspects have boarded the train? Will the Mercury get to the portal in time to track the Potomac? And what's the connection to this new Colonel Bishop? Find out the answers to these and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, the Datesug Express.